I'm rolling.
Hi, I'm Chick McGee. We're off the air.
I was playing two songs at the same time.
Is this two songs at the same time? Hi, welcome to Off the Air. I don't like this. Can we start again? Let's start again. I'm sorry, I don't like that. Here we go. I like this. Hi, Jess.
Hi.
Mr. Jason of Beverly Hills.
I've got my Dr. Pepper cherry.
Right.
What?
I thought girls weren't supposed to drink Dr. Pepper.
That's the 10 or something.
That's the... Oh.
Girls?
Premature. Whoops.
Story of your life.
Easy. 10, 2, and 4, there's a new Dr. Pepper mix that girls aren't supposed to drink. It's for guys only.
That's the way we roll.
Ah, back in our safe little studio. After having the live podcast. Thanks for downloading Off the Air. This is the first episode we've done since our live podcast that we enjoyed, kind of, mm-hmm. Didn't we? Did we have a good time?
Mm-hmm.
Being the leader, I'm going to say we had a good time.
You go. You be the leader.
Seemed like we had a good time. I don't think there was any infighting backstage, was there?
Why would there have been infighting? Why would you mm-hmm. even say infighting?
I don't know. Live shows bring out the worst in all your famous bands. Think about it.
Well, here's the first
The Beatles,
key.
The first fight they had was at Shea Stadium.
Is that true?
No, I'm making all this up. But my point is...
I bet
is,
there's a book about it.
There's probably a book about the Beatles having
a
fight.
I just did your joke.
Shea Stadium. The big coffee table book.
Well, here's the first key
yeah.
that you've got wrong. We're not famous.
Yeah, that's
what we're... You guys are every...
No.
You're famous?
No.
No.
You saw your name right up there on the big slide on the stage. Is it off the air?
Yeah, I put that there.
I was going to say, Jason did it. If then,
Jason,
let,
Jason?
Until there is someone else doing that for Jason,
yeah.
we're not
Until it's out on a marquee.
Right.
And someone else does it.
Yeah.
I'm not a believer.
So how do you think we did? I mean, overall.
It was fine.
It was good. For a Tuesday, first time.
For a first time.
So A being great.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. A being an A.
Yeah, so break that down for me. What is it?
Walk me through the letters.
D being a D.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I bet write it down, Jess.
Uh-huh.
That way we're honest.
Oh,
with
oh, oh, you're gonna. Okay.
Yeah, because I don't want her to. I don't want to just say. Yeah, I agree with you.
I'm gonna say.
Hold on.
grade the podcast. 1, 2, 3, go. Not
no,
now.
No,
1, 2, 3, go. And then you write down the letter and hold them at the same time. Okay.
Now pluses or minuses, right?
Wait a minute. She can't find a pen.
Can we put pluses or minuses?
Yeah, you can have plus or minus. Yeah.
I think we have.
But
to.
Keep in mind, there's a lot of intangibles.
I'm gonna lick the Sharpie I just got from Tom's area. Okay, go ahead.
You know, he listens to the podcast now.
Mm-hmm.
A plus being the best,
mm-hmm.
D minus being the worst.
What? No F? You're not comfortable with the F?
I'm not comfortable with an F.
But I could make a really funny word if I got to put an F
on
there.
Fragile. 1, 2, 3, go. You're not writing.
I have to think about it. You just gave me crazy.
You've had a week to think about it.
Would it be an I'll A plus
or gotta
C
have
minus?
You've got to have an inkling.
Okay.
That's the way
I like that.
We roll.
Hold on. Okay.
Are you making it an animal?
Mm-mm.
You're drawing a face on it?
Yeah. Made of boobies. Look!
B minus. Both of you guys graded B minus. That was totally unrehearsed.
But my B minus is better because I made it.
Oh, you made it. Oh, you got to put it sideways.
You put B. It looks like a set
wait,
of boobs.
That looks like an upper decker.
Why don't you put
like.
Put the dick between the boobs there and there you go.
There we go.
Now you got something. That guy's got something wrong with him.
That's titty.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
I don't. Of all the things I've said, I don't want to say that.
Of everything you've said. You're gonna back off on that one. That's probably best.
I'm gonna leave this on Tom's board and say good morning,
Tom. All right. Let me ask the next question,
please.
Are we gonna do another live podcast?
Well, it depends on if anybody will have us.
Well, I'm sure some people will have us. I mean,
yeah.
I'm gonna be honest. I was kind of disappointed in the turnout.
Well, yeah.
The numbers.
Sure.
I would have liked to have had twice
but
as many
that's,
people.
But that's not why
but
we do it.
It was our first one.
We do it to have fun, right?
It was a Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody thought it was going to be any good.
I didn't think that.
There's many,
I,
many
you know
factors.
What? My Aunt Susie and my Aunt Karen were both there, and I work out with my Aunt Susie on Saturday mornings. And
She would tell you, right?
She would tell me.
She would be honest.
She would be honest, and yes. She would tell me. Yes. And so I did. I asked her, I said, do you have any constructive criticism? And this is, my Aunt Susie's the lady who will go to a new restaurant, and then she'll go, I just have a couple things for you, you know, that you might want to use. And it is. And usually the people are very responsive, and they appreciate her being honest and helpful.
And I'd like to add that your Aunt Susie, a very savvy businesswoman. I mean, she's had quite a career.
Yes, she has. Yeah,
quite
a
career in business.
She's smart. She's confident.
And organized.
She does not have a problem telling you where you can improve.
Unsolicited advice. Mm-hmm. She's given it.
Right.
Okay.
And she said, I really don't have any. I really enjoyed the show. I liked it. And like she said, I'm more privy to what's going on behind the scenes, maybe. So there were mm-hmm. things that I thought were funny that maybe mm-hmm. not everybody else thought were funny. Just things like that. They thought the Lent joke was very funny.
I was just going to say, what about the giving chick up for Lent? Was that fucking hilarious? Did everyone enjoy that?
I thought that was
very good.
Well, my apologies.
I have not had a chance to apologize since that night.
What are you talking about?
For bringing up the whole Valentine's Day question.
Oh, what did you say about Valentine's
Day? I asked you, so how was your two Valentine's?
How was Valentine's Day?
You read his card, and he had big plans and couldn't go through all that stuff. So I'm not necessarily like that, I thought it would be interesting to show some real feelings.
But in our defense, there was a lot of things going on behind the scenes that didn't have anything to do with us
on Valentine's Day. That made it called our attention elsewhere.
A little crazy.
Yeah.
But
let me ask a question from a fan point of view, uh-huh. even though I'm a fan, but I'm kind of...
Yes, right. Little boy.
You've been on stage many a time.
I'll sign your breast.
With other...
Sorry, go ahead. I've been on stage many times.
Many times with, mm-hmm. you know, Bob and Tom, with mm-hmm. other comedians. Mm-hmm. This one was a little different. It was your buddies here.
When you're asking that, I am thinking that, yeah, it was totally different. And I think, first of all, the crowd was very different because... I was expecting a Bob and Tom crowd, a raucous, you know.
Sure.
You know, oh, it's Jake. Woo! You know, something. And people who listen to podcasts in general, and I think especially our people who download this, they're very, I think, introspective, and they think, and they sit back, and they
I was introspective.
Watch.
Yeah, they were, yeah. and they smiled, and they mm-hmm. nodded, yeah. you know, and it wasn't like the, hey, it's Friday, and we Woo! Got paid, and we're fucking drinking all our money, and, you know, it wasn't that wasn't the case.
That's exactly right. I even had to ask them to go woo so they could hear themselves on the podcast, mm-hmm. but yeah.
I don't know if you guys noticed, but in that middle, there was a middle row. And it was a bench seat. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm talking about the white bench seat. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's where they set all the individuals, like people that were alone. Did you notice that?
No.
And if you took a look at that group, there were five or six of them,
right?
There was the guy that
Kevin brought us
Grippos. Mm-hmm. And then there was an attractive younger gentleman that was there. Josh, was his name Josh?
All right, go on. Yeah.
Yes, very tall. He had a suit jacket on, looked very nice. I mean, I was just like, really? You fucking listen to us?
And then, I think he drove quite a ways, too.
He did?
Yeah.
That was really nice.
I talked
nice
to him
of
after.
And then there was a lady there at the end who came alone, and she threw her shirt on the table, and she goes, I'm not buying this until you two kiss.
Talking to me and Jess.
She wasn't at the podcast. I think she just showed up.
No, she was there. She was sitting in that middle row by herself.
Okay.
And Chick said, all of a sudden, you're my favorite listener.
I might have said that.
Yeah, it was...
It was a little squirrely moment there.
Yeah, it was. It was fun.
But all in all, I think it was fun. I think there was plenty there to build on. I'm kind of eager to do another one.
Yeah. And I... You know, I'm... I don't know. Am I the voice of reason in this room at times?
At times. It depends on what we're talking about.
when am I not?
I don't know.
Well, that was a little bit too serious, but I agree with her.
No, deep down, I didn't want to do a huge show first one.
I didn't either. I guess.
You know what? Honestly, it's quite a little selfish. I didn't want to.
I'm not saying I for us. I'm saying I didn't want to. I didn't. I agree. And I guess that's my thing is that the amount of people that were there, I was happy with that. That's what I wanted for our first podcast. But in that beautiful venue, it seemed...
Like not very many people.
Right.
Right.
So that was the only thing.
Yeah.
So we need to find a crappy bar. Is
exactly.
that what you're saying?
Exactly. I know lots of crappy bars.
Well, smaller would be the word I would choose. Smaller
yeah.
bar.
Yeah.
All right. So we did one here in Indy, which uh-huh. is where we're located.
Mm-hmm. Let's say we were to do one outside of Indy.
Uh-huh.
Where would you want to go?
Aruba.
Cincinnati or Columbus is what
Aruba?
I was thinking.
Aruba.
I'm thinking Cincinnati, Ohio area.
Cincinnati. Mm.
Dayton, Cincinnati.
Dayton, Cincinnati, Columbus, that area.
Louisville.
The Tri-Cities.
The Tri-City area? Dayton, Columbus, Cincinnati?
I don't know if that's the case. That's I'm not good with my Ohio geography.
Ready? The 3C Highway. Cleveland, Columbus, Cincinnati. That's what they call it.
That sounds a lot dirtier than when 71. You say 3Cs.
You think Cunnilingus is in there somewhere? What are you talking about?
Yes. That's exactly what I think. Louisville? I don't know. I don't know how Louisville is.
Yeah, we could go to Louisville.
Louisville loves us. That way, the one Josh, he wouldn't be able to, he wouldn't have to come all the way up here because... That was one of the Joshes we know came all the way up from Louisville. He has long hair.
Is it the guy who had the
big smile?
I just
big
like smile. To see him like this. Uh-uh. Oh, that Josh is one of my favorite followers.
He's a sweet kid.
Love
yes.
that guy.
Yeah.
Love that kid.
Yeah.
I don't even, he has a podcast and he has,
I don't know who you're
talking
about.
He has a t-shirt business called The Shirt Hole and I follow him. And I think that's the funniest name for a shirt company.
Okay, I love the name.
The Shirt Hole.
If that tells me anything about Josh, I'm in.
Oh, he's great.
The Shirt Hole.
Easily one of my favorite. And you know what? I feel bad because I don't know if his website is up and running yet.
TheShirtHole.com?
Yeah.
Well, go ahead and look. See what happens. What about a guest for the next podcast? Yes or no?
I vote maybe we piggyback on one of our good friends that are doing a show in Columbus or Louisville or something and... Hey, we're going to show up for Friday, your first show, and we're going to do our podcast with you and do it that way.
I don't know why not.
I think
not.
This is the stuff we were going to talk about after we recorded the podcast.
After we recorded the podcast.
We're doing the meeting now?
We're doing the meeting? We're having a meeting? I'm sure people would love. People are loving hearing our meeting. Why not?
Oh, my God.
They're a very important part of the meeting, right?
Yeah, call in. Tell us what we should do next. No?
Do we have phone calls?
I do have phone calls.
I call in. Like anybody can fucking hear me say call in.
Well, like a week later.
Don't call when you hear this.
Nobody's here.
Wow, that just twisted my head
that
around.
That was weird. Do you want to actually, I can take some, this is really uncomfortable.
Just do it. If it's somebody
just
we talked to before, we're going to hang up on you.
I said do it.
All right, here we go.
Hello, who is this?
Hey, Sean Rigoletto.
Yes.
Oh, you're the Marine,
he's a Marine,
right?
Yeah.
Where are you?
Right now I'm on base. I'm being deployed in 3 days.
Holy moly. Where are you going? Yeah. Afghanistan?
I'm not sure yet. Freaking, right now it's a muse, so they're like a bunch of countries are stopping along the way, but I know Syria being one of them.
We're invading Syria?
Not invading.
Well, I mean, invading is kind of a strong word, but...
Yeah. We have a freaking outpost there, so it's not invading.
So
it's
we're already invading.
Yeah,
we're already kind of there.
How about North Korea? Could we take care of that?
Nah,
how about just Dennis Rodman? Can we take care of him? How about
I mean,
that?
If you're... throw a couple extra dollars my way, I mean, I along the way.
I don't think you should be saying that, John.
Yeah, I don't blame you there.
Well, John, we're very excited that we were able to talk to you. We knew you were going to be deployed soon, so I'm
yeah, I got an email from Jason, actually.
Oh, good.
I thought you were leaving last week. That's why I was, like, shooting an email your way, so.
Yeah, I'm leaving this week in 3 days.
So what's your previous month been like, preparing for this leave? Has it been hell?
Pretty much. It's just been one big bag of asses.
Yeah. Man, I've been there.
Yeah. Freaking...
Never been in country, but, you know, I've had my own struggles with day-to-day life.
On the bright side, though, I've been prescribed oxycodone because they yanked out all my wisdom teeth.
Wow.
I've just been freaking... just high as a kite the past few days.
That's incredible. You need to box some of that up and send it to Uncle Chick. So you can be safe over there in Syria and don't have to worry about all that messy oxycodone. You send that
to me. I don't even know why I didn't think of that to begin with. I'm just being selfish right now.
That's right. Well, man, be safe. Keep your head down. You know what I mean?
Thank you. Freaking glad. I'm
still keeping up on what I can when we're not freaking
right.
When I have internet connection, I listen to the podcast. But
hey, I can tell where a lot of people have downloaded us, and over there in the old sandbox, there's plenty of downloads. So guys are finding it over there somehow, some way.
It's probably because I share it a lot.
Oh, good.
Like I really do spread them. I'm like, yo, you need to listen to this podcast. And they're like, I don't really want to. Oh, I'm sorry. I made it sound like you had a decision.
I'm sorry. Did you think I was giving you a choice? I'm sorry. You need to listen to this now.
Well, John, when you get over there, if you can give us an address and we can ship you guys some T-shirts and whatever else we can.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, send it to chickmcgee@chickmcgee.com. And we'll take care of you.
I definitely will.
All right, man.
Thank you so much.
All right, you guys take care.
All right,
you
man. Safe, John. Care, man. Appreciate it, buddy.
Will do.
Oh,
what a good one. And I did. I had it on my calendar because he called in or tweeted us a while said he was leaving a certain time. I thought end of February.
And I dread going to Target on a Saturday afternoon. And this
kind of puts it in perspective, isn't it?
It is. It's. I get teary-eyed every time, you know.
Yeah, people come home. And
people come. I mean, I don't care. That never gets old. I could watch those. The dad or the mom surprising the family. God damn it.
How about those dogs that.
Oh, the dogs. I've seen those.
Guys come home after a year or a year and a half. Dog goes batshit because his dad's home. Oh.
Yeah,
oh
those are good.
How cool is that they remember like that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, here's a tweet. So excited you're doing a phone in on the podcast this week. Hope Jess is okay after taking the tumble down the stairs.
Okay.
Did you fall?
Last night. I woke up at like 11:30, but I had fallen asleep at like 8 o'clock, so I thought it was the middle of the night, which it kind of was.
Well,
it was 3 hours in, yeah.
Yeah, so I got up and I checked on the people I need to check on.
Right.
And I thought, I'm going to go downstairs and get a glass of water. And I made the turn, and I've been moisturizing my feet, so they were a little softer than the usual. I don't have that crusty grip that I did. I fucking just slid right down the stairs on my ass.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
How many stairs?
How many? Yeah,
halfway down. Halfway. So I think there's like 13, 14
six or
stairs.
Seven stairs. Yeah.
So you kind of landed on your butt?
I did, but I tried to catch myself on the wall on the side. And so
slam!
I bent my arm backwards and fell down the stairs. And then I bit my tongue. And then I went to pee and somebody left the toilet seat up and I fell in the toilet. I was like, I should not have gotten out of bed.
That's the thing, man. Don't
ever. Yeah, all like within a matter of 6 minutes, these things happened.
I guess you can get out of bed. Just don't go very far.
I guess.
That was your problem.
I don't know.
So what? So the toilet thing. What's your initial reaction when you realized?
Motherfucker. I think that's exactly what I said. I was pissed
off. So do you just stay and just.
No, I jump up immediately. As soon as my butt hits the water, I'm up. Oh, it's horrible. It's just so filthy and dirty, and then you have to...
It's clean water that goes in there, you know.
Yeah, but not on the rim necessarily, whatever and whoever had peed there previously and left it up, and I had to wash my butt in the middle of the night.
I'm sorry. what's going on? Are we going to do a podcast this week?
Yeah, we'll do one later this week, I promise.
Okay. Should we take votes on where we should go next? Should we do that? Have people email us? And
No.
I don't know.
I think Jason's got the numbers that we need.
Well,
to
no. It's not so much.
We're not allowed to say anything about
we
numbers.
We just have to, it's a matter of finding the right place that wants us.
Yeah.
That's the big
thing. Well, I don't want to, you know, put anybody under any pressure or not, but I just saw the lovely and talented Greg Warren at the Dayton Funny Bone.
Did you say lovely?
That's right. And
last his word eyes, I would use.
His eyes twinkle, you know. And the Dayton Funny Bone.
I was going to say something so bad.
Yeah, I know.
Do you know what I was going to say?
Uh-huh.
I was going to say, how does his dick taste?
How does his dick taste?
And that's why I don't have my dad listen to the podcast.
I bet he does, though.
No, he doesn't.
You asked him?
Yeah.
Can you tell when he's telling you the truth
or
not?
When I told him we were doing a live podcast, he said... Well, actually, I didn't tell him we were doing a live podcast. Chick had lunch with him and told him we were doing a live podcast.
Okay.
And so my dad said, so you're doing? And I said, yeah. And he goes,
hey, guess what? You think it's awkward having lunch with her dad when we're together?
You guys are friends.
Try it now.
Shut
up. We're best friends. We talk all the time.
And he said, he goes, if you want me there, I'll move some things around and I will be there. If you want me there, I will be there.
Sure.
And I said, I love you, and I don't want you there. And he said, okay.
Well, he'll be at the next one.
No. I said, Dad, I curse a lot. And he was like, what? Is that really necessary? I said, yeah, it is. The people want to hear me cuss.
Isn't that darling?
It's not so much you do it to cuss. Yeah. You're just being you.
Yeah, I cuss.
We can't have you not be you.
If he knew how much I cussed when he's not around, I'm not being me when he's around by not cussing.
Boy, that's the truth.
I know.
I still think we should take votes. Why can't we take a vote on where you want to go?
Listen, let's ignore this. Okay. Where do you want to go, Chick? Where do you want to go?
He sounds like he wants to go to Dayton.
Dayton, it's like, you know, hour and a half away, a nice room. You know, though, I don't know if we could do it. I want to do the next one on a Friday or Saturday.
That's the problem.
You know?
And this is off the air,
That's what I'm saying, why we should piggyback with one of our friends who's going to be
right now, people listening to this podcast who've downloaded this podcast, if you
are a friend of ours and you're a comedian and you want us to come to our podcast and you can be a guest and you can give us all the money,
I'm gonna have to answer
then that's
all
what
questions.
We will do.
And if you know anybody at the Dayton Funny Bone who can get back to us and say we can do the first or second show on a Friday night, you go ahead and... Chick McGee at chickmcgee.com is how you get a hold
of. This is how you run a professional podcast.
You're damn right. You leave it up to somebody else. You don't ever make a decision. You go, they said they'd do the first show.
Let's put it this way. None of this would be happening if we left the podcast up to you.
That's true.
It wouldn't even happen.
What are you talking about?
This wouldn't have happened if Jess and I didn't
Okay. Maybe if I hadn't started the podcast, I would have become crazy. Jess and I wouldn't have broken up, and I'd still be...
Wow. I don't even know what to do with that. Hey, Jason, why don't you answer the phone?
Hey, there's somebody calling. Hello? Hi, who the hell is this?
Chick?
Yes,
God,
ma'am.
Damn it.
Hey! What's your favorite caller?
Let that be... We'll decide who our
favorite caller is. This is Tina Fey. I'm so excited.
Tina Fey.
It's Tina Fey, everybody. Who?
It's Aaron.
Aaron.
It's Aaron.
Aaron, hi. How are you? Aaron is what we call you.
Yeah.
Oh, it's that Aaron. Yeah, I thought it was a different Aaron. I'm sorry.
It's Aaron.
Did you come to the live podcast?
She was there.
Oh, really? Because nobody said anything to me about it. No one came up and said hi to Jason.
You walked away for some reason.
Oh, please. I was not busy.
He was busy.
Probably had to ride your bike home or something.
Oh, yes, she did.
What are you doing, Aaron? Are you at work?
I work from home, so technically.
She travels a lot.
Actually, I try not to, but sometimes. Yeah, I used to.
Get your husband to bed? He seemed like he wanted to go to bed.
Yeah.
So
he was tired.
Yeah. Aaron, so what did you, do you have any constructive criticism for us in the podcast?
Is there
the live podcast? How do you feel about it?
You wanted us to do that we didn't do? Or?
I would say maybe either on a weekend or a little earlier, because it's hard to have fun when you have to go to work the next day.
That's true.
Yeah, you work from home.
Same way, Aaron, when I have to get up and go to work.
Because it was our first one, they were very nice to us at Latitude 39, and they opened their arms to us, but the only stipulation was that they wanted to do it on a Tuesday night to see how they could do
that's
on a Tuesday
thing.
Night.
You guys all think that was our first live podcast. That was our first live dress rehearsal.
Right.
Is what that was.
Just think of that. Remember how awful my first podcast was by myself with just me and Jason before we beat the bushes and found Jess?
Hey, don't put me in that. Okay.
I laughed a lot on that one, so maybe I'm in the minority here. But I find it just really funny because you have no idea what you're
I have no idea what you're doing.
We do want some criticism because you were just saying the time and the night. What during the podcast, what'd you like, didn't like?
Okay.
Or prefer. Maybe you preferred more of something, less of something, whatever.
Let's see. Well, I really liked it. I thought it was hilarious. It was fun to actually watch you guys interact and not just, think
about
it.
The pictures?
Yes and no. Some seemed more funny to you guys because you guys had the inside stories to us.
Right, sure.
But some of them were really good. I liked when you interact with, you brought the people up on stage and had them, guess.
All right.
Guess on what was going on in the background.
Right. Okay. Well, that's good. We want to build on that.
Okay, so the pictures were my idea. She didn't really like them. And the catchphrase was Jason's
idea. No, I think that our pictures maybe need to be, if we're gonna tell the story, tell the whole story.
But at the same time, not every place we go can accommodate pictures.
Picture capability.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
So who knows?
Okay.
And there was probably too many pictures.
You think so? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Well, who the hell do you think you are? First of all,
what do you have against pictures?
Secondly, Aaron. No. Of course, I'm joking.
Who doesn't like pictures?
There's about 30 more, too many pictures, is what I thought.
We did okay. Okay.
All right, Aaron.
Thank you, Aaron.
I had some WeMax Saturday night in honor of you, by the way.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. All right.
I'm about to have some. Well,
there you go. You mean you're about ready to get back
to
work?
I have to get up and go to work.
Yeah.
Whatever.
All right. See you next time.
Thanks, Aaron.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
Appreciate it.
That was Aaron, formerly of one of the Carolinas. I forget which one.
Mm-hmm, I don't remember.
She moved here?
She was from here, and she moved down there, and then she came back.
Okay.
She
apparently, I don't care if she doesn't like the pictures.
So where are we?
No, I'm kidding.
What are we doing?
That was good. I'm glad that I don't know. I didn't know how.
I thought the pictures were good.
But I could see where someone would think that they were funnier to us than they were to anybody else.
But at the same time, people like to see you guys having fun.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
Yeah.
That's right. Maybe at the next podcast, you could be nice to me. That way.
I'm always fucking nice to you.
That way they could see me having fun. And
your fun factor, I am not responsible
for. Okay, here's the fun before Judith. Now, as you can see.
I fucking love that movie.
Saving Silverman. Go watch it right now. Do we have another phone call?
I'm going to watch one.
If you want one, yeah.
Yeah, let's have one.
All right.
Hi, it's Off the Air. Who are you?
This is Luke McMahon. Just said my name several podcasts ago, and it was awesome.
Yay, Luke McMahon.
Oh, because
you sound like a gunfighter.
What'd you do, Luke?
You wanted to know what people would give you to say their name on the podcast, and I offered up those Austin crackers.
He was going to give me Austin crackers.
And how were those Austin crackers?
I never got those, Luke. Where the fuck are my crackers?
They're coming.
Okay.
Luke McMahon. There's a case every time we say your name.
What do you do, Luke?
I work for an insurance company.
That sounds exciting.
You're in the business of scamming people. Great.
So, 62-year-old Jason
Hoffsetz.
What is your problem?
I'm in the business for insurance. What can you do for me, Luke? Where are you from?
Right now, I'm sitting in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Ooh, I've been there. Holy, it is a beautiful place.
that's what it's
you know, seriously, the last time I was in Lincoln, Nebraska, well, no, not the last time. One of the times, it was the Bob and Tom Band, and we were at the strip club in Lincoln, Nebraska.
What's that called?
And the girls danced up until like 5
a.m.?
And then they were waitresses, 5 in the afternoon. And then
that was in Lincoln?
That was in Lincoln, Nebraska. But because there's nothing there but like a Hampton Inn.
How long ago was this?
And Nebraska Stadium. Memorial Stadium? What's the name of that stadium, Luke?
It's Memorial Stadium.
Yeah, Memorial Stadium. This was probably 10 years ago. Was there a strip club right near the stadium?
A few blocks away, not right near. I'd say five or six blocks.
So, what's the name of the strip club?
That one is the Night Before Lounge.
The Night Before Lounge.
And you were there when?
Like 10 years ago? Would it have been the night before then?
You think there's a little baby Chick McGee running around 10 years old?
I did not have sex with anyone in Lincoln, Nebraska.
That you were willing to admit to.
No. Oh, I see what you're saying. No, that did not happen.
Call in if you've ever had sex with Chick.
I don't think there's any reason to start. Oh, yeah, call now.
I'm safe now. Yeah.
Luke, I haven't ever had sex with you, have I?
No.
Okay, good.
You hesitated a little bit,
Luke.
I had to think about it, but 10 years ago I would have been underage.
Oh.
So you would have said no anyway.
Right.
You could be safe.
Thanks for calling in, Luke.
Have a great time in Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
Drinking for Lincoln.
I'll try. Thanks for taking my call. Keep up the podcast.
Did he have a question?
Thank you, Luke. Oh, yeah. Do you have a question, Luke, or you just...
You know what? Out of all the famous people you've met, other than Joe Theismann, who has really just kind of made you giddy excited to meet?
I think that question's for me.
it could be for either of you.
I'd have to say Jess. Who was that one guy that I liked?
Are you being serious? Mike Tyson?
Not necessarily looked forward to meeting, but I was very pleasantly surprised after. Dimitri Martin was really nice.
I remember he was.
Colin Hay?
Great.
You were really looking forward to Colin.
Colin was a little busy in his head.
A little busy.
But that's fine. I mean, he's
busy.
Fucking genius, so I don't... Mike Tyson was great.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet guy.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, I think that's about it.
I've never gone...
Everybody else was assholes.
Yeah. Well, don't say that.
That's not true at all. Who tells the truth on their podcast?
Not us.
Not us, my gosh.
Every time there was someone in studio that I wanted to meet, I was always too scared to go and say something.
Yeah, and I would tell them, hey, you know, I have this somebody I want you to meet. And mm-hmm. they would go, okay, yeah, great.
And I wouldn't come out.
And she'd sit out in the car. Wouldn't come out.
Where the fuck are you talking about? I worked here.
I made all of that.
You're such a liar.
I'm a teller of tales.
Thank you, Luke.
All right, have fun.
Appreciate it.
Good luck. Love you, bye.
Good luck on the wagon train.
Yeah, I never bother anybody.
Mm-mm. Who'd you bother?
I can't recall bothering, but Matt and I, my buddy Matt here, although he and I have about a, gosh, how many years? 6-7 year difference. We kind of grew up in a similar way of listening to the Bob and Tom Show, mm-hmm. and we both loved Weird Al.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and you know, I don't know how long ago, 5 years mm-hmm. ago, I'll be darned, Weird Al Yankovic shows up here at our studio mm-hmm. and is doing a thing, and I'm like, our two comedy worlds are colliding. Mm-hmm. And Matt and I sat at the door of the green room
really?
Discussing this. Can you believe this is happening? We've got to get a picture. We should right. say something. And he walked right by. And he looked at us. We didn't say a word. We just blanked. We just totally blanked.
It's like that scene in The Police Squad where Frank gets off the plane and he thinks everybody's there to meet him. And George Kennedy comes up and he goes, no, Weird Al's on the plane. That's why everybody's
That's
here.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were just so stupid for not. Because, you know, we've, you know, Peyton's been here
sure.
and
mm-hmm.
a few other, you know, which we really like. But we just blanked.
Mm-hmm.
Very embarrassed.
He was very nice. I like Peyton.
He was very nice.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought we were talking about Peyton.
Both of them.
Yeah. Peyton's
They're
nice.
One and the same.
Right.
Weird
yeah.
Al and Peyton, you can hardly tell the difference.
You had yeah. your picture taken with Peyton, right?
Uh-huh, in the Super Bowl trophy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Me and Matt did, yeah.
Oh, it was just me and the trophy. I didn't get one with Peyton.
It's me, Matt, and the trophy and Peyton.
Oh.
Forget, who did I? Mm-hmm. Bruce Jenner was weird.
Oh, but I love him. I don't
He's a
care
sweet
what
guy.
You say. I
He's
like
a sweet
that guy.
Guy. But
He's
yeah,
worth
I can't
a lot
imagine.
Of money. People think that the Kardashians are worth a lot. He's worth a lot.
Can't imagine being Bruce Jenner. I can't think of anybody else.
I wanted to meet Pauly Shore when he was here, but I didn't.
Hmm.
I grew up on
Can
his
I tell
movies.
You a secret?
What?
Pauly Shore was here that day.
Yeah.
I purposely missed that day.
Did you really?
Pauly Shore wigs me out.
Why?
I don't know.
I love him
I don't
so
want to
much.
Meet him.
Really?
I don't want anything to do with him.
Because you have been here when he was here. He's been here 2-3 times.
Yeah.
Have I been in the room when he's been in the room?
I think you've had to.
Yes, you were here the last time he was here, for sure.
Hey, buddy.
I don't care. I love those movies. I love In the Army Now. I love Son-in-Law. I love Biodome.
No.
I fucking love all those movies.
I love the best Pauly Shore movie
mm-hmm.
and Encino Man.
See, no,
because
not so
it's not a Pauly Shore. It's not a Pauly Shore movie.
Yeah, but that's why I don't like it.
It's
so much.
Brendan Fraser, Sean Astin.
Do you think you could tell?
But
him
did
that?
You know that Brendan Fraser kind of makes a cameo in every other one of his movies?
Does he?
Mm-hmm.
I love Brendan Fraser.
I love him too. He's odd.
So would you say that to Pauly Shore? I loved you in Encino Man because it wasn't a Pauly Shore movie.
Whatever.
I'd like to.
I wouldn't. You know? I love that man. Stop.
Pauly Shore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Something about girls around 30 love Pauly Shore.
That must have been my generation.
Is it like you're hot for Pauly
would
Shore?
You give him?
I'm not hot for him. I mean, I would toy with the idea, but I don't think I would follow through.
Who was?
Think of all the girls that have
somebody that I really would.
Yeah.
Go the distance.
Uh huh. Who was that? You said some one time before.
Really? I would like a famous person.
Yeah, maybe not.
I don't think so.
Maybe it's not you. Okay.
I want to take a phone call.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, you're on Off the Air. Have you had sex with Chick McGee?
Hey. Wait a minute. Let's get the answer. Go ahead.
No.
Okay. Fair enough.
That was exactly That's what perfect. I wanted it to be.
Who is this?
Hey, it's Bart from Kentucky.
Hi, Bart.
Hey, how's it going? I'm a huge sports fan, Chick.
Uh-oh.
I got a question for you.
It's one of us. Go ahead.
Is it acceptable for a lucky shirt of mine? It used to belong to my wife's friend, who's a female.
Uh-huh.
But last year...
It's your lucky shirt now.
Yes. The shirt ended up in my closet through my wife. No funny business.
Right.
But I wore the shirt several times during some events last year, and my team won every single time.
So you trace it back to you wearing the shirt?
Yes. Is it acceptable for me
to wear a woman's shirt?
Well, wear a woman's shirt. It's not obviously womany.
Woman-y. It's not womany.
I think feminine is the word you're looking for.
No, no, womany. No. That's right. Go on, Bart.
Yeah, don't correct me, Jeff.
Don't pay attention to her. Go ahead.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. But I have a couple guys who kind of rib me about it.
No, see, that you and I both know, Bart. I mean, I've gone so far as to change jerseys in the game, change numbers of players to try to get some mojo mm-hmm. going.
Right.
I've sat in a certain seat, and if that didn't work, I moved to another seat. I've turned the sound down when things were going bad. I just watched the video instead of listening to the announcers. I don't think there's anything wrong with whatever it takes to that you feel lucky. That's fine. And your friends, if they criticize you, they're breaking the guy code mm-hmm. right away.
Yeah. And I should tell him to kiss my ass, right?
Yes. Just like that.
Yeah, just like that, but not wearing the woman shirt when you do it.
All right, step two.
Uh-huh. Oh, there's more.
To question one.
Okay.
Should I stop before I put her underwear on? They've suggested that, but I think that's too far.
Yeah, that's too far. They're
What's right. the team that we're yeah. talking about?
Well, I'm from Kentucky.
So it's UK, right?
Yes, sir.
So you weren't wearing, were you wearing the shirt when Niall, what's his name, got hurt?
No, I was not.
Uh-oh.
Oh. See, that a couple of games they've lost this year,
yeah.
I didn't have a shirt on.
Are you going
to... At all? Like you just
You didn't wear a
topless?
Shirt at all?
I had a different shirt on.
Oh. Oh.
Are you a big guy, Bart?
6'1", 190.
No. Yeah, okay. That's
so
how?
So here's my question that's been burning.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
What size shirt was your wife's friend's, the lady? How big was she?
It's not the biggest shirt, I'll tell you.
So it's a little tight.
Is it a belly shirt on you?
So is it a button-up shirt or a T-shirt?
No, it's just a T-shirt. It's just a gray crew neck uh-huh. Kentucky T-shirt.
Well, I bet you look good in it, though, huh?
And it's just long enough to reach, my waist.
Your belt, yeah.
Well, here's what you do. You wear that underneath whatever you want to wear. Always have it on as a base and then just put something on over it so nobody knows
like
you're wearing it.
There you
I like
go.
That chick. Yeah. I really like that.
That's right. Well,
guys. I got to get out of here. I'm going to go get something to drink.
All right. We didn't
thanks for
keep...
taking my call.
Okay.
All right, Bart.
I'll hang up and listen.
All okay, right. Thanks, Bart.
No, you won't, but okay.
It'll be a week, but okay. Good luck.
You know who he sounds like? He sounds like our friend Brian.
Oh, he does sound like Brian, doesn't he? Yeah, yeah, he sure does.
Isn't that funny? Brian, we grew up literally a half mile from each other, and Brian talks just like that.
Did you think it was him?
At first I did. Jake. Yeah.
I just envisioned, because Bart, he sounded like a big, huskier guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just, the whole time, I'm thinking, it's some tiny little shirt on
Wouldn't
him.
Wouldn't that be funny?
And he doesn't care because it's
him
bringing
to send
good
us a
luck.
Picture.
Big guy in a little shirt.
You know, we were talking about people I would like to meet. I would like to meet David Griffin, or David, I just said Bryant. Oh.
David Geffen?
No, David West.
Oh, the
Pacer?
Yes.
Yes.
I like him a lot.
Is that
how
right?
much would you let him like you?
I would let him like me back.
He's I saw him at where did I see him? He had a big game last year. Actually, I think it was early in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And
he's a stud.
I like him.
One of the breakfast places.
La Peep.
La Peep. That's mm-hmm. exactly it.
Because mm-hmm. there's only one breakfast place.
No, there's plenty of breakfast
places. Well, only the finest people eat at La Peep.
Uh-huh. The mm-hmm. finest La French people.
La French. Do we have another phone call?
Well, Jess is in the middle of something here.
Are you in the middle of something?
Yeah, I got to go to a Pacer game. I got to go to a Pacer game and sit close to the floor.
Uh-huh.
And I was more entertained by the talk of the team.
Oh, sure.
Oh, my gosh. I never knew. I never knew those things went on. And it was the funniest. It was the funniest stuff I'd ever seen. And I think it was the Atlanta Hawks. It
yeah,
was when
you
we
said,
hosted
because
them.
You said Josh Smith or somebody, or Josh
Howard.
Josh
Smith, is he from Indiana? No?
Josh.
Or he was going to go to IU and then withdrew and decided to go play professional.
He pulled out?
Possibly.
Not
I didn't
want
to say pull out. Yeah.
He wanted to.
But he didn't.
I think so, yeah. So it was a good game. I loved it. I want to go to another Pacer game.
We can make that happen.
Good. Let's do that.
Done.
We can take a field trip off the road.
Off the air. The name of our show is Off the Air.
Off the Air Road
We just
trip.
Made you co-host like 4 or 5 episodes ago, and now you don't know the name
and
of the
so
show?
So I don't have much practice with the name of the show as a co-host.
Let's go to another phone call, shall we? Are we going to name this episode? Hi, you're off the air. Who is this? Hello?
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 Yes.
Hey, this is John.
Hi John.
How are you?
Good.
Great.
How are you?
What are you doing?
I am working.
Okay.
And I saw on Twitter to call in, so I did.
All right. Well, thanks for calling.
We'll talk to you later. Do you have a question?
Not really. I just wanted to say thanks for doing the podcast. I really enjoy it and appreciate all you guys do for all your listeners.
Oh, thanks.
Are you on the road a lot?
No, actually, I work on a dairy farm.
A dairy farm?
Oh, I love our farmers.
So you're there yanking on a cow?
Actually, I'm mixing the feed together to...
I don't think they hand milk cows anymore.
Yeah, sure.
No, they
do.
Don't.
Yeah.
Do they hand milk cows?
It's organic, sure.
Modern people don't. Amish do.
No. Oh.
The Amish?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're the cousins of the Amish.
Are they next door to the Amish?
There's your Amish, yeah. Your Amish.
Beamish.
I like Seamish. Amish. I'm going to say Amish from now on.
Amish from now on.
John, that's it. You've changed me forever.
I like a good cheese, John. Can you make me some cheese and send it to me?
Sure. All
right. Really?
Where are you calling from, John?
Wisconsin.
Ah, shocker.
I'll be damned. how far, John, is the closest bar from where you are right now in Wisconsin?
About a mile and a half.
Is that true?
You're never more than like a mile to 5 miles away from a bar in Wisconsin. Absolutely.
Well, if you think about it, that's anywhere.
Well, we're farther than a mile
no,
from
we're
a bar
not.
Right now.
No, we're not.
Which one?
Alibis.
Alibis is farther than a mile, isn't it?
Yeah, it's probably about a mile and a half or two.
Okay.
But it's under, yeah, it's just a couple.
What about George's?
Yeah, it's even less, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a mile?
Mm-hmm.
As the crow flies.
Mm-hmm. As the crow flies. The fuck.
Thank you, John.
Thanks.
All right, man.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye,
John.
That's our friend John, the dairy farmer. Did that really just happen?
What?
I love farmers.
I could have asked.
I'm so envious.
I could ask questions for the next 10 minutes.
What would you do if you were on a farm? What would you do?
I would be a farmer.
You would be in charge of
the farm. What can do you want me to say?
Would you be a dairy farmer? You'd be a rancher. You'd be a.
I'm kind of off the.
Vegetables,
I would go.
Corn, soy.
No, there's so much politics.
Pig,
with
hog
that
farmer.
Stuff. I would not do that either. I think I would go.
Well,
I would go eggs. I want chicken farm. I know
I
chickens are yucky, but I would like to have eggs.
Fresh eggs every morning.
I would bathe my chickens so they wouldn't be dirty. No?
You would have chickens and wash them every day?
I think chickens are like cats. I don't think you're supposed to wash
chickens
them.
Are filthy. They're filthy animals.
They wash themselves.
They wash
like
themselves.
Cats.
Yeah.
They lick their feathers.
They have long. They have their tongues are like 6 inches long. Chickens.
Are they split?
That's not true.
Uh-huh, and it's split like a snake.
A chicken's tongue is split. Is split like it's a forked tongue like a snake.
You guys have no idea how often I do this to chicken. How often he believes me.
I think you're messing with me.
Yeah.
Okay,
Chick, we need to, and I'll help you.
I need help, Jason.
What?
We need to put a little garden at your place.
You I'm think? Putting a garden at my place.
Some tomato. You like fresh tomatoes, right?
I love fresh tomatoes.
Okay.
I mm-hmm. don't know if I have. Well, I guess I have some room back there.
All you need is
in.
Like two
yeah,
by two,
need,
three
yeah.
by three.
You could even put a container garden on your porch.
Is that where a garden that's in a container?
Mm-hmm. That's a heck of a deck, by the way.
Is that
Isn't
a horse
that nice?
Trough?
Man, that's huge.
Very nice deck.
I like my deck.
Mm-hmm.
Man, there's going to be some parties
some,
this summer there. Let me
some,
tell you.
He had a poker party this weekend.
Furniture out there.
I didn't hear about that.
Well, there's a reason.
Okay.
You're all right. You
I
did okay.
I would have said no.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It was the weirdest poker party I've ever been.
I've
part
been
of.
To a weird one.
It
there.
Was fun, but
no. Ready? Tell him who was there.
Me.
Yep.
I'm out.
Okay. No, wait. Chick. Todd McComas.
Todd McComas, a stand-up.
Wait, and then hold on. I'm.
Wait a minute.
I haven't met Todd.
A comedian policeman.
Is he a comedian policeman?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if he's a policeman.
He polices comedians. Or
no.
What?
Used to be.
He's a police officer.
State Highway Patrol. Used to be.
Save the minority for last.
Okay.
Okay, keep going.
Jeff Bodart.
Okay.
Jeff Bodart.
Mm-hmm. I'm out.
And Stan Chen.
Oh, Stan was there.
Stanley.
Now, he's dry like me, right?
No.
Oh, he does?
No. No, sir.
Okay.
No, sir.
Maybe he was. He
brought,
was secretly dry.
The first thing he
now.
Said to me was, thanks for inviting me to your home. And here are beers from Mexico. And he had the mix and max. No, the mix and match different. Like there were Dos Equis and Coronas all in
oh,
one
yeah.
box.
How That's they? Cool. How they, yeah.
Yeah.
Pack your own.
I'll show you. They're in the fridge. I'll show you. Okay. There's like 20 of them left. I think.
So who won? Who was up?
You said you won $12.
I think I won a little. I think Stan won a lot, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we weren't playing blackjack.
Because I've played with Bodart before, and he doesn't know what he's doing, and he's winning. He's that guy that'll piss you off.
Did he piss you off?
No, not piss me off, but just that.
Yeah, it's
just
on you. He's
like,
okay.
Yo, I got a flush. You're like, no, you actually have a, you know, like, oh, yeah. I guess I won.
Well, at least, Jason, you were there to be able to get mad at someone as they're playing cards. You weren't excluded from the festivities.
Who was
entirely?
Oh, you were excluded from Jason. But you met those poker
guys.
The Euchre guys. And we have four people with those two. Mm-hmm. Steve and Louie, right?
Yeah, Steve and Louie.
Uh-huh. And
that's not their names.
Sean and Alan.
Whatever.
I was going to say Alan. I definitely remembered Alan.
So when is that going to happen?
When it's time, we'll make it happen.
Let's take another phone call.
Hello, are you calling the Off the Air podcast?
Why, yes.
Oh, are you from New Pal?
Yes.
I told you guys you'd call.
Is your neighbor. I just thought I'd let you know.
Hey, you ain't my neighbor. I am out of there. Like a prom dress. Is that how they say that?
Off like a prom
Off
dress.
Off like a prom dress.
Say what?
Hancock County can kiss my ass. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Well,
we're rural, but we do have running water, sewers, mm-hmm. and septics, and roads.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to write a book called Now What? Because you get to a certain age, and your kids are out, you're empty nester, and the phone rings, and it's like, okay, now what? Now who's got a fever, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. I just thought I'd share with you, that you get to a certain point where that's what you ask when you answer the phone.
Are you at home now?
No.
Oh.
Are you at the library? Where are you at?
There
you
was
at
a police chase in New Pal.
I'm taking my lunch where I work. It's a late lunch.
Are you aware that there was a police chase in New Pal today?
No.
There was.
Yeah, the guy wrecked his car and jumped out and
had
started running with a gun.
Well,
I think it was Don Stuck.
Oh my God.
Could have been.
Wow, do you want to go there?
Well, uh-oh. I think we already did. Hi, Don.
but do you call it the 5-0 out in New Pal, or is it the, something else?
No, it's the 4-0.
It's the 4-0 is what okay. I call it on accident.
I get excited when the fire department goes by and blows a horn, because I used to be a firefighter, so... I think everyone always forgets the firefighters, but I had to call them the other day when my furnace overheated, and, it's a little embarrassing having people come in full turnout gear and ready to take on the day, but they solved it, so.
That's good.
You know what? I don't want to hear it. I've had firemen in my house pick me up on this funky chair and take me out to an ambulance.
Are you serious?
From the second floor. Yeah. That's
what?
Not cool.
What did you do?
My knee.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Your left knee, your right knee, or your wee knee.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Be well.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
What the hell was that?
I graduated high school with his daughter. I tell you that every time.
Mm-hmm.
Alyssa.
What's his name? Luke?
I'm not going to say his name. His daughter's name's Alyssa.
Uh-huh. I remember his name.
I do, too.
You know what I remember? I remember GoDaddy.com like it was yesterday.
GoDaddy. GoDaddy.
That's not how you say it.
I say it different every time.
GoDaddy. GoDaddy is the world's largest provider of web hosting and over 10 million customers, and they have such vision, such...
Are you reading copy?
They are proud sponsors of the Off the Air podcast. Why aren't you at GoDaddy getting your own website? You're smart. You're funny. You can do this shit, right?
You can put anything on your website.
Go to chickmcgee.com. Take a picture of your weenie.
That's a negative.
Put it right on the banner.
No.
Click on the GoDaddy banner and you'll get your new domain name for only $4.95, including a free one-page website, personalized email account, photo album, and more. Go to chickmcgee.com and click on the GoDaddy big, hairy, Bigfoot banner.
He's on his laptop.
You type in the phrase, isn't it McGee? MCGE.
Or you just click it and it'll take you there.
I'll take you there. And then a song.
It's a great song.
Mm-hmm.
GoDaddy.com. Do it now. You'll be all set up. Hey, look at this. We got emails.
What?
Dear Chick, First Life Podcast. First off, thank you for doing the Rock'em Sock'em Robot sound for me again.
Aw.
The show was hilarious. To everyone who didn't go, boo to you. It was a great time, and I can't wait for the next one. I'm pretty sure I sat next to Jess's aunt, and during the intermission, she was talking about getting her cat's nuts chopped off.
That's true.
It's true.
It is true. I bet it's Benny. She gets cats and she names them after her dead relatives, and Benny is named after her grandpa.
This is
how many dead relatives does she have?
I don't know. Well,
there was Harry.
There was Harry. There was Annabelle, and now there's Benny.
Oh God.
Mm-hmm.
So does everyone in the family when they're starting to die? don't name that damn cat after me.
Yeah.
And these cats don't end well. They end on. They live on a county road.
Yeah,
and things.
That's true.
Oh yeah. My God.
Yeah. Anyway, he hopes that the nuts getting chopped off went well.
I'll let her know.
Thanks for doing the podcast live. That's from Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
Dear Chick, Jess, and Jason, much love and kudos to you and Jess taking on such a personal and heartfelt topic and sharing it with all your fans, listeners, and extended family alike. You're welcome. I'm just now getting over it. Week after week, the three of you put together a program that blows away any other podcast that I've ever listened to.
Aww,
honest?
That's nice.
Well, thank you.
Not this one.
I might be biased. This one was all right.
We're good.
We had our ups and downs.
Fun.
I might be biased since I've been listening to the Bob and Tom Show since the 80s, even when moving out of the broadcast area to the East Coast on iHeartRadio. Finding out about the podcast, a great thing last fall, and then getting to listen and learn more about one of my favorite personalities at the same time made it ideal.
Aw, thanks.
Thank you.
Oh,
I can only imagine all the love and support emails you and Jess have gotten from your fan base. You know, that is, I'm going to stop being a smart
aleck. We got to revisit this.
That is really true, and we really do appreciate everybody who sent emails in.
And you can stop now.
except to me. As you can tell, I still need a little support. You can feel the love in the room and over the airwaves. Thank you again for sharing with us. It's all timing, Jason. That's Scott in Richmond, Virginia.
Thanks, Scott.
This one starts out, what the fuck is up, podcast pussies? Chick, Jess, and Jason. Just wanted to send a quick email. Love you guys and the folks at the other show. Been listening on my 45-mile one-way trip to work since it came to Peoria, Illinois, about 15 or so years.
Oh,
ago.
God, I've made that drive.
Oh, Peoria makes my head hurt.
It does not. It's a great place.
No, I'm talking, yeah.
It makes your head hurt because I know the stories from Peoria. Oh, my God,
that's,
you guys. Can I tell that?
That's the glitter face story.
Oh, he hooked up with this woman. She had a glitter shirt on and he was covered in glitter.
And why was your face in her shirt?
Because that's where the glitter was, on her boobies.
So it wasn't on her boobies, it was on the shirt.
It was on the shirt. And she hugged
me.
She hugged me backstage. There was no making
out.
You
are full of fucking shit.
Possibly. And I was going up and introducing comedians.
Isn't that where Big Al's is?
Were they?
Yeah,
were they? Were her, you know. Mm-hmm.
They were
pretty,
giant.
That's
yeah.
The only way he did it. Sorry.
Anything else? No, keep up the awesome work.
I traveled with Chick before we dated.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's not true.
Yes, it
and
is.
You liked it so much, you wanted a piece.
Yeah, I watched.
And that faded. Hey! Hi, Chick. I've been a big fan of yours for a very long time. I wanted to let you know that last weekend, my wife and I went to Akron to watch Stomp. Oh, this seems like a good idea. Not anything against people at Stomp.
Is that where they bang on the trash cans?
Yeah, which would be a good idea for about 15
boom,
minutes.
Boom, boom, boom.
It was a Christmas present she gave to me and my wife. While on our way to Akron, we ended up in a 25-car pileup on I-71 between Columbus and Akron.
I saw that on the news, actually.
We're both okay because I know you're concerned, but we were stuck. We were stuck on the side of the highway for almost 2 hours while waiting for the cops to clear everything up. We were the only car that was able to drive away, and during the 2 hours while we were waiting, I put the podcast on, and you have a new fan in my wife.
Aw.
We were also getting a lot of weird looks for laughing after being involved in a pileup like this.
Mm-hmm.
Keep up the great work. You have two listeners for life.
Aw.
Thanks. That's from Ted.
Thanks,
Thank
Ted.
You, Ted.
We
You're
were in a wreck
welcome.
Like that on Halloween one time.
Yeah, we were in...
I think we've told this story.
It was like an action movie.
Yeah.
It was one of those chain reactions,
mm-hmm.
and I stopped, and I got stopped, and I just barely got stopped.
There were three cars behind us.
And there were three cars behind us, and the guy behind me stopped, and so on. But then there was a guy who didn't stop, like three
and
cars back.
And he came up over two more cars and was on top of that car.
And I looked in my rearview mirror and saw
mm-hmm.
the car
he
in the
grabbed
air.
My leg. He goes, hang on.
Hang on. And it, wham!
Oh. Yeah.
And long story short, I didn't fill out the insurance form.
And guess who had his license?
My license suspended, not knowing about it until I got pulled over for speeding in northern Indiana.
That's when Donnie Baker had to come get us and drive
That's
us.
Right. You, did
you recall
yes.
the Donnie Baker story That's when right. he didn't have a valid license either.
Oh, Donnie did. Yes, he did. The drummer didn't. That's who you're thinking of.
Is that who I'm thinking of?
Dusty didn't have a valid driver's license.
Which one's Dusty?
The one that drums.
He's the drummer.
No, that's the drummer, right?
That's the
He's
drummer.
The one with the sticks?
Yeah, I think so.
Are you done? Are you pulling up outro music?
I was trying to. I was trying to do it
I think we should have a meeting about when this is going to end. Fortune
teller. We need to have a meeting to see how to end it?
Uh-huh. Well, wait a minute.
On the air, off the air.
What are you talking about? You don't like the way we're ending it with the music?
No, it's fine. Go ahead. Start it again.
I didn't say this shit got real this episode. People will write in.
Well, do they really?
They do.
They like it.
They like it.
But that's you can't do it every time. We got to keep them wanting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Can't drown it out.
Thanks for downloading the Off the Air podcast. We'll do better next time. I'm Chick. That's Jess. That's Jason.
What do you think, Jess?
What grade would you give this?
B-.
Upper Decker?
So we're not improving? Is that what I'm hearing? With the live podcast of this, we're staying.
Seriously, if you want us to come to your town, send us an email, chickmcgee@chickmcgee.com. We'll come do the podcast live for you.
It's like not in your home or anything.
No.
We like do a venue. Corporate shows.
Hey, look, seriously, you give us enough money, we'll come do anything. Hey, I'm just saying. All right.
Good night, everybody! Making moves and settling.